O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Hurricane Milton has now moved out into the Atlantic, but in its wake, a path of death and destruction. CBS News correspondent Vladimir Duthier is in Tampa.
Shivering, elderly evacuees were given food, water, and blankets. We rode along with a rescue team from the sheriff's office, who saved 80-year-old Lillian Picard from her waterlogged home.
Horrible. I never think about this. This is a bad dream.
I'm shocked at how devastated this neighborhood is. Entire homes nearly submerged underwater, vehicles mostly submerged underwater, and it isn't just these five or six homes. This is nearly this entire neighborhood.
The politics of hurricane relief was on display again Thursday, with President Biden blasting former President Trump for spreading misinformation about the FEMA response. CBS's Nancy Cordes at the White House.
Even as he spoke, Trump was claiming yet again that FEMA had turned its back on victims of Hurricane Helene.
With respect to North Carolina, they've let those people suffer unjustly.
Republican leaders in the state insist that's wrong.
We have the resources that we need.
And yet that hasn't stopped Trump from making such claims at least 19 times since September 30th.
Former President Barack Obama has come off the sidelines to campaign for Vice President Harris. KDKA reporter David Valerato has more for us on that. From Pittsburgh.
With PA Senator Bob Casey, himself up for re-election, looking him on, former President Barack Obama told those at the rally that Democratic nominee Kamala Harris has plans to lower prices and help small businesses, while Republican Donald Trump is concerned only with his ego and his status.
We don't need four more years of arrogance and bumbling and bluster and division. America's ready to turn the page. We are ready for a better story.
Obama said Trump's behavior is not a sign of strength. He said real strength is taking responsibility for your actions and telling the truth, even when it's inconvenient. David Valerato for CBS News, Pittsburgh.
An elevator accident killed one person and a dozen others had to be rescued Thursday in an underground gold mine opened up for tourists in Colorado. The trolley car that goes down the elevator malfunctioned. Teller County Sheriff Jason Mikesell.
When you're in the earth that deep, your temperatures don't really change. So the biggest thing is they had water. I think if we'd have had this operation go longer, we would have been able to lower them something on a rope.
Sheriff Mikesell said at an evening briefing that they don't know yet what caused that malfunction, and now an investigation is underway. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, what are you doing up on the step stool?
About to clean these light fixtures. The whole family's coming over, and if there's even a speck of dust in the house, my abuela will find it.
Here, I got a Swiffer duster to help with that.
A Swiffer what?
A Swiffer duster. It has this cool extendable handle that reaches 6 feet to get high and low, with fluffy dusters that easily trap and lock dust.
So, no more step stool?
No more step stool.
Easily trap and lock dust from hard-to-reach places with the Swiffer duster. Love it or your money back.
Autumn is in the air, and like the leaves, prices are falling at Harbor Freight's parking lot sale. Going on now. We've got tons of products on sale, like 3-ton jacks for under $100, 5,000-watt generators $250 off, plus dual bevel miter saws at nearly half the price of the competition. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until 10/13/24. While supplies last, so hurry in. Limitations apply.
Well, they may have to change the jingle, as we hear from CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
To all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese.
Make those chicken patties. McDonald's is riffing on its popular burger offering, rolling out chicken Big Macs at restaurants across the country today. They're subbing tempura battered bird patties for beef and taking away the onions. The Wall Street Journal says it's part of a broader shift in the restaurant industry to put more chicken on menus. It's also a bid to take a bite out of business at Chick-fil-A, the third largest fast food chain by domestic sales in the country. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Rafael Nadal says he is retiring from professional tennis at the age of 38 after winning 22 Grand Slam titles, 14 at the French Open. Nadal has competed infrequently the past two seasons because of injuries, and he said next month's Davis Cup Finals will mark his farewell to the sport. He had hip surgery in 2023 and entered just two of the past eight major tournaments. Michael Toscano.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Skies turning mostly clear in the overnight. Light south winds, lower 50s by daybreak. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies Friday. Southwest winds continue with highs in the upper 70s. More clouds Friday night as a cold front arrives from the northwest. It's 53 at our studios.
WRJN. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Can buy me love. Everybody tells me so. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me
Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
Do that to me. Would you Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN. As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Sweet as the punch.
is as sweet as the punch.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 1 FM and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
She was just walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Single day singing.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Your laughter cannot hide, and you're afraid to let your eyes meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. And it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really killing me. Woman, have you got
Get updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
And whatever comes our way, yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving place. Fire all of the guns and bombs and explode into space. I like smoking lightning. Heavy metal thunder. Racing with the wind.
Bye.
that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, when Cupid shot his dart, he shot it at your heart. So if we ever part, then I'll leave you. Sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day.
Yeah.
Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his mama cries. 'Cause if there's one thing she don't need, is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? The child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as the cold wind blows in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his